So welcome to this afternoon's meditation session. And for those of you who are coming to the introductory to meditation class, as always, that's in the room to my right. This is the ongoing class. And this is a class where every week we try and focus on a different aspect of meditation for about 15 minutes. And after that is complete, we do a meditation of about 45 minutes. And as usual, if you are new to meditation, sometimes a 45-minute sit might be a little too long. Certainly, I remember when I started meditating, 10 minutes was my maximum. It took me a long time to work up to half an hour, and 45 minutes was an enormous time. But little by little, your body gets used to sitting still. It's not so much a case of finding the right position, because a lot of the restlessness, or the physical restlessness, or the fidgeting around, is just the fact that one isn't really centered. And if you learn how to focus your mind, through the focusing of the mind, the body tends just to relax. I often tell the similes of people who just can sit down and watch the TV for hours. And they don't get fidgety simply because they're enjoying what they're doing, they're focusing on something. And when they're not even aware of their body, they take their attention away from their body, then the body settles down and gets quite comfortable. And that indicates the fact that the best way to have a comfortable body is actually to put it in a reasonably comfortable position. I'm just saying a reasonably comfortable because you'll never get it perfectly comfortable, and then forget about it. And every time we keep checking up on our body or looking at it, you'll find there's always something wrong. There's always an itch, an ache, a pain or a discomfort. Cause that's the nature of our body. If we take our attention elsewhere, then the body sort of disappears. And the interesting part of this is, in its disappearance, then it tends to balance itself. I've noticed this many times, and some of you may notice this, and it brings up one of the main reasons I'm talking about the body today, that when your mind becomes still and peaceful, and when you're having a nice meditation, you will find that your body can sometimes do strange things, because somebody... I was actually a friend of a person who came to see me, was complaining that they were meditating and their body got really hot, as if they were in a fever. And they were asking me, just, what does that mean? Because they came out of meditation, they were literally sweating. And it wasn't because it was one of these hot days last weekend. It was a case that it was perfectly cool, but they broke out into what was like a fever. And I did ask them, said, in that time when you were really hot, how was your mind at that time? And they were very peaceful. And as soon as they said that, I knew exactly what's going on, because I had lots of experience now, not only in my own meditation, but teaching meditation, that when the body does relax and get peaceful, in other words, when your mind goes somewhere else, then that's when the body can start to heal itself. And I was saying that anyone who has a fever like that, there must have been some incipient disease or something in the body, and because you got peaceful and still, you got out of the way, as it were, and thereby you allow the natural healing processes in the body to do their work. And I say that from experience, because very often when people get into a peaceful meditation and they're just having a wonderful time either watching their breath or just being very still inside, and afterwards they find that there's a lot of heat in this part of the body or that part of the body. And when that does happen, please don't be afraid. All it really means is you've got out of the way enough to unblock channels of energy, allowing the body to heal itself. And seen that many, many times. And it's also true that if you just get out of the way and just focus on either the peace or the breath or whatever else is happening in the meditation, then you find your body is really, really comfortable. I notice if I only sit a short time and I'm just restless, you don't really get into the meditation, then you find your body is quite sore and achy afterwards. But if you really get into a nice meditation and go deep, you can meditate for hours. And you think, my goodness, after 3 hours, your legs would really be sore and your back would be so stiff because you haven't moved for such a long time. But actually the opposite happens. It seems the longer you sit, the more relaxed is your body. And the more it feels as if it's just been in a sort of a massage or had a spa or something, Not that I'd know what a spa was, but nevertheless, I can imagine what a spa is. I've never been to one in my life, although a few times I've been to these resorts where people have put me up when I'm on teaching, and it's a lot of suffering for me because, and this is for example, when I go teaching in Bali, I'm going quickly off the topic now. Teaching in Bali, a couple of people there, Buddhists, they own resorts. So I remember going there twice, there's this resort at Jimbaran, and it's owned by a Buddhist. So whenever I go and teach there, she puts me up there in one of the villas. And it's torture for a monk. You know why? Because it's this big screen TV, which I can't turn on. There's a spa, which I can't jump into. And there's your personal swimming pool, which you can only look at because of the rules of being a monk. Oh, it's terrible torture to have all this luxury and being a monk not being able to use it. Really, I think it's wasted. I should swap it with you. And I go to any old place. But nevertheless, I don't know how I got into that. Oh yeah, even there, the owner, one of the reasons she's very into having Buddhist monks stay at her place is because she was one of these people who had cancer and through meditation cured herself. And out of gratitude and out of a huge increase of faith, she likes having any monk who's in the area to stay there so they can relax at night and teach during the daytime. So what happens is when you do relax, you find that, so you do meditate long, you get into still states of mind, your body gets very healthy and very peaceful and very, a lot of healing happens. So the best thing you can possibly do to your body, for your health, for your comfort, is to turn the other way, not to look at it, not to pamper it too much, to look after it at the very beginning and say, right, body, I've looked after you enough, now I'm going to go and watch the mind. And as you're watching the mind, if the body starts to call you up, for example, your knees start to ache, or your nose itches, or something else is happening in your body, the advice is don't answer the phone. Because that's a little simile, it's like your knees call. Dring, 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 knees here, can you sort of move me, I'm hurting. Because if you answer one phone call from your body, all the other parts of the body know that you're receiving calls. And once you've got your legs right, then the arms will sort of ring up, ask you to move. And then the sort of the nose will ask you to scratch it, and it will be endless. But if you refuse the first phone call from your body, the knees ring up saying, please move me, and you say, I'm not interested. Then the whole body will stop calling you up. Your mind will be free of this irritation, which is an irritation, a burden of a physical body, which is always demanding your attention. So instead of doing that, we can just leave the body alone and just let it go and focus inside the mind. And one of the reasons I'm talking like this is because it motivates you to actually to put more energy in the mind and forget about the body. Because, we all sort of have little diseases, aches and pains, things wrong with us. And one of the nice things to do is to heal that body by putting it aside and focusing on the mind. We feel that much better after meditation if our mind relaxes and doesn't interfere with this physical body. So as you're meditating, you sit down there and get yourself in a good position, and then when you've done enough with your body, you leave it alone and focus on the mind. And again, by refusing to answer any phone calls from the body, staying with the mind, after a while the body just disappears and vanishes. There is actually a word for that in the Buddhist meditation. It's called tranquility of the body, kaya prasadi. And what that really means in experience is the body just gets so still and so tranquil it just disappears. Because it's part of the science of meditation, when things become still, then they disappear. It's the nature of consciousness, it only can notice things which move. Things which are still and stable, eventually the mind just doesn't notice anymore. So when your body is still and stable, it just vanishes and disappears. And what a wonderful thing it is not to have to worry about this body, having to take it to the toilet, having to get it some drink, having to cough, having to sneeze, having to put your finger in your ear because there's too much wax and it itches. All this other stuff which we have to do, now we don't have to do it. And it's like being free from this very burdensome body. So by focusing on the mind, and you know what to do when focusing on the mind, being in the present moment, no past, no future, in the present moment, just see if you can calm the thinking mind down. In other words, realizing you don't need to give a running commentary on life. You just need to know life without the words. And after a while, one becomes very skilled in being able to experience something without giving it a name or without writing any notes about it in your mind. You just know it and let it go immediately. It's gone. And by doing that, you get this stillness inside the mind. With the in the present moment, in the silence, stay there long enough and your mind starts to get bright, happy. And once the brightness and happiness starts to arrive in the mind, it's easy to stay there. Once you stay there, you're in the mind either with the breath or just with the peace and happiness, always in the present moment, silent. And you find you're meditating there and the body has disappeared. And afterwards, when you come out of meditation, your body feels just so good, so light, simply because you've ignored it for a time and the body has looked after itself. When you're not getting involved, the body does so much better. And that's actually how we meditate. The little simile, I'm not quite sure when I last gave this simile, but I think I gave it in Armidale a few weeks ago. There was one of the meditators down in that Armidale group several years ago. She was a young mother with kids maybe about 2 years of age or 3 years of age or something like that. And she said she always had a hard time meditating at home. So as soon as she sat down, you know, the little girl would say, "Mummy, Mummy, I need a glass of water." The boy would say, "Mummy, Mummy, I need to go take poo." And it was just so sort of frustrating for her, because before she meditated, they never asked for anything. It was quite clear that all they wanted was the attention from the mother. But she'd always get up and attend to her children's needs as a mother would. But she got so frustrated, she told me that one day she said, "Right, that's it, I'm just going to sit and meditate, I don't care what the kids do." And so she closed her eyes, sat on her cushion, started meditating, and of course, "Mummy, Mummy, I need some orange juice, Mummy, Mummy, I need to wee." And this time she did nothing, she just sat there. And so the next thing the kids did, they started crawling all over her and pulling her long hair. "Mummy, Mummy, I really need to go to poo. Mummy, Mummy, I really need a glass of orange juice." And Mummy would just do nothing. She just carried on meditating, focusing inside, and just let her kids crawl all over and pull her hair. So the next thing, because never underestimate kids, the next thing, they started getting serious. "Mummy, Mummy, Carol's got a big knife out from the kitchen drawer. Mummy, Mummy, John has turned on the gas and got the box of matches." And of course, Mummy was sort of wise enough just to sit there. And after a little while, because she never paid them any attention, everything went quiet. And she had a nice meditation for half an hour. When she came out of meditation, she first checked on her children, see if they carved each other up or blew the house up. And of course, they'd done neither. It was always a bluff. And the kids were just sitting quietly playing in the corner. And she said, from that time on, she'd won her opportunity to meditate, and she trusted her kids, and they'd always let her meditate from that time on. She realized her mother was not going to be moved, no matter what they did. And it's the same with our body. We have to be that strong. It doesn't matter, the body says, "I really need to go to the toilet, I really need to go to the toilet, I'm dying, I'm dying, I'm dying." "Oh, shut up, I'm meditating." And if you can do things like that, you'll find after a while, your body will let you meditate. Just like those two little kids, after that experience, would always let their mum meditate whenever she wanted. And of course, after the meditation, the two little kids were playing quietly in the corner. If you let your body go after meditation, your body is nicely relaxed, calm and peaceful. So don't get caught up in following the demands of the body, because most of them are just bluffing you. Okay, so that's a little focus on the body for this introduction to this meditation period. So now, if you'd like to get yourselves comfortable in your meditation posture, and close your eyes. With your eyes closed, there's more space in your brain to feel the sensations of your body. You're freeing up brain space. And with that extra space, you can focus on the sensations in your body. This is checking your body before you let it go. If you want to adjust your body, please do so now. The care you put into your body in the beginning is paid off when you don't need to worry about it during the rest of the time of meditating. Once your body is well set up, it is just like parking your car, locking it, walking away, knowing it's safe. Now you go into the present moment, the place where life is happening, being free from the burden. It is a burden of your past. You don't need to even worry what you did or how you did it or what other people did. That can't be changed. It's not the business of meditation. And as for the future, as I always say, this is the place your future is being made. If you care about your future,